Welcome to Radio Dale, the podcast for independent musicians produced by Dale Speaking.
We are one of Canada's top radio promotions and digital music marketing companies.
Radio Dale features fun music facts, inside information about the music industry, and advice for artists.
Hello, Dale Speaking, this is India.
Dale Speaking, this is Wu.
Dale Speaking, this is Amber.
Ring, ring, Dale Speaking.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi.
Get it? I echoed you.
You echoed me.
echo.
Welcome to Radio Dale number 65.
This week in music history, happy anniversary, Jay-Z and B.
On Who Charted? Jazz Hands. Yes. Brew's 60-second tip of the week, how to get things done.
For this week's song, Jimmy Rankin's Flames.
And for the roundtable, we're analyzing the Juno Award Breakthrough Artist of the Year category.
Group of the Year.
What did I say, artist?
Artist.
Oh,
fucking oh, balls. Man.
And for the roundtable, we're analyzing the 2014 Juno Award nominees and winner of the Breakthrough Group of the Year.
I like how you hit group.
Yeah, group, because I wasn't group. Fucking that up again.
No bleeps this year. Yeah. No bleeps this year. So, let's get on to this week in music history, where we look at interesting factoids about this week in music history.
Fascinating.
It's like it's in the title. And I'll start off. April 3rd, 2001, Robbie Williams won the award for most radio plays in the UK for the third year running. The singer picked up the award at the Radio Academy Awards in London. Robbie Williams. I like that guy.
I wonder how people felt about Robbie Williams after three solid years of owning airplay.
Owning airplay,
in
yeah.
The UK.
They're kind of probably used to it in the UK.
Like, the most hated man now.
Yeah. And here's the award for it.
On April 4th, 2008, Ms. Beyoncé Knowles married Jay-Z at his New York apartment.
Oh.
That's weird.
They were very private. I remember, like, I woke up one day and, like, they're married!
It's crazy.
It was went under the radar, unlike their friends, Kim and Kanye.
Kimye. And they're renting out a whole stadium.
Rumor.
A stadium?
Yeah, they rented a stadium for the proposal, I believe.
Yeah, like a football or
football stadium
something.
Or something. Yeah.
But here, you have to hear this.
Oh, boy.
Jay-Z, or Kanye asked Jay-Z to be like his best man or whatever.
Yeah.
And apparently he turned it down. Because it was a reality show and he didn't want to be a part of that.
I like Jay-Z.
I respect him more because of that.
Also, he has two letters for a name.
Not really.
J-A-Y.
J and Z.
Anywho. Okay, so I have a sad one.
Okay.
And everyone knows this one. April 5th, 1994, Kurt Cobain committed suicide. But he wasn't found, I believe, until the 8th.
April 6th, 1956. Elvis Presley signed a 7-year contract with Paramount Pictures to make Amber's favorite movies of all time.
Because Elvis is the greatest actor of our time.
Interesting. Filed.
On April 7th in 1970, on this week's U.S. Top 5 Singles Chart, was number 5, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Mm-hmm. Number 7, 4, wow, I can't say numbers today.
Try it. You can do it.
Four. Spirit in the Sky. I love that song. Number 3, Instant Karma.
I don't know that one.
Number 2, ABC.
It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Number 1, Let It Be.
Let It Be.
Let It Be.
Let It Be.
That was a lot of songs. Good songs.
That was the best Sesame Street song ever.
And apparently, when I heard it on a radio station like last week, I think it was John Lennon or George Harrison. One of them didn't like that song.
Oh, really?
But I believe it was about
George
Paul's
Harrison
mother. Was it George Harrison that didn't like it?
That's what he said.
But Paul McCartney wrote it.
Yeah.
It's about his mother.
Oh.
But yes.
Okay.
Fun fact. April 8th, 2012. We may all remember this one. The organizers for the 2012 ceremony of the London Olympic Games asked the manager of The Who if Keith Moon would be able to perform. The manager told The Times how he responded, and here is the response. I emailed back saying Keith now resides in Golders Green Crematorium. Having lived up to the Who's anthemic line, I hope I die before I get old. If they have a round table, some glasses and candles, we might contact him.
Wow.
I remember that. That would have been so embarrassing.
I don't remember that happening.
Yeah.
That's
someone
hilarious.
Would have got fired.
That's pretty intense. April 9th, 1981, on this week's UK Indie Album Chart. Number 5, Crass, Stations of the Crass, best album title ever. Number 4, Toya, I remember that actually. Joy Division, Closer, at number 3. Interesting, that's a really good album. Number 2, Adam and the Ants. I love Adam and the Ants. Dirk Wears White Socks.
That's a great album.
The 80s had the best album titles and song titles, like XTC, Making Plans for Nigel. They just came up with the best titles. Number 1, Theater of Hate. He Who Dares Wins. And there you go. That's what indie was like back in the early 80s.
Interesting. Love it. Indie 88 would have been playing.
Yeah.
If they were around in the early 80s.
But would they have changed their name to Indie 81? Because it was 1981.
That's funny.
And now it is time for Who Charted.
It's Who Charted.
Where we look at Who Charted and some selected chart. And what is today's selected chart?
So today on Who Charted, we are looking at the jazz charts for campus. And jazz is something that's not played on a lot of radio.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one commercial jazz radio station in all of Canada. Wow. So some other options for jazz artists are to look to campus stations, where usually they have about an hour a week of jazz music. So, number one, the Soul Jazz Orchestra. Number two, and the title of their album is called Inner Fire.
Cool.
Number two, Heavyweights Brass Band,
yes.
Brastronomical.
Oh!
Rue loves it. Number three, the Audrey Oka Quartet, Trombone and Other Delights.
Ooh, oh. I like it.
Number four, Jeff Preslaff, The Complete Rebirth of the Cool. Number five, Pete Mills, Sweet Shadow. Number six, Digital Primitives, Light So Much / Soul Searchin'. Number seven, Thelonious Monk, Paris 1969. Number eight, Brad Meldow, Maliana, Taming the Dragon. Number nine, Mike Downs, In the Current. And number 10, Joe Sullivan Quintet, The Whiskey Jack Waltz.
Ooh, I like the title there.
Jazz
too.
Artists have some really interesting album titles. Well, they're also really interesting jazz artists because they're not what you would think of. These are not the type of jazz artists that are like Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald artists.
Yeah.
These are more like alternative jazz artists.
With the exception of Thelonious Monk. But Mike Downs, I think he was nominated for Juno. You can correct me if I'm wrong, world. But I recognize that's. Other than Thelonious Monk, that's the one name I recognize from the list.
That's cool.
It's interesting. And when it comes to jazz, I highly recommend Aaron Propp's album that just came out recently.
Yeah. She was Juno nominated.
She was Juno nominated. It's a great album. Jazz.
Yes.
Jazz hands.
Jazz flute.
Jazz flute.
I'm a fan of jazz flute. If any of those have jazz flute on it, I will listen.
I'm sure there's jazz flute somewhere. All right, I'm going to get to my 60-second tip of the week, where I try to keep a suggestion for independent artists under 60 seconds. This one, after I finish it, you will probably spend a couple of weeks on it, but the initial tip will be 60 seconds long, hopefully. And today's 60-second tip of the week is getting things done. Now, independent artists are always overwhelmed with things they have to do, and it's easy for stuff to slip through the cracks. So I highly suggest you look into a book by a guy named David Allen called Getting Things Done. Now, his book offers a cool way to manage your time. I highly recommend it, but here are some quick tips before you read it. Number one, get ideas out of your head. You can't remember, prioritize, organize, and plan everything in your head. So when something comes to your mind, write it down in a trusted place, whether that's a notebook or Evernote, which I've recommended before, something like that. Make sure it's out of your head so you can then organize it. Number two, don't use a to-do list, use what is called a next action list. Don't put down show Sunday, put have to call venue about show Sunday, so you actually have a specific action you have to do next.
That's
so you can
so
look at it and say, I'm gonna do that. Number three, use your calendar for time-specific stuff. So if you have a call you have to do at 2 on Wednesday, that's when you put it in your calendar, not sit down to go over something on Sunday. These are for very important time-specific things. And finally, don't be afraid to defer things to other people so they can do them for you. Get it out of your way so if somebody else can handle something for you, pass it on to them, make a quick note in your trusted source, and leave it at that. But I highly recommend you read the book. It's a quick read, it has a lot of good ideas, and it will help you organize your time.
I like number two.
I like number two too.
Yeah. And it's important too with like calendars as well. I think that's number three.
Yeah.
not to, like you say, not to write your to-do on it. Write down the solid, my show is at.
My show is at blah.
Arrive at this time.
I have a, I'm receiving a phone call from the agent at this time,
yes,
kind of a thing. Those are the things you use a calendar for.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to listen to some music.
Yes.
Don't you?
I agree. And we actually have a very beautiful song this week, Rue.
Unlike all the others.
All the other shady songs we've done. This one is from Jimmy Rankin. And Jimmy Rankin released his brand new album this week. It's called Backroad Paradise. And we are currently working a single of his called Cool Car that is from the same album. But we thought to celebrate the album release this week, we would play a song, an album track, and it actually features the wonderful and talented Alison Krauss, and it's a favorite of many of us in the office, so here we are with Flames from Jimmy Rankin featuring Alison Krauss.
Under a rusted sky, nothing around for miles, there's a highway sign that has no business in, all your sins will be forgiven, amen. Tonight I caught a glimpse of heaven, I may never get this close again. Damn, damn your beautiful face. A terrible stain on this heart of mine.
And that was Jimmy Rankin with Flames from his new album Backroad Paradise, which I guess we should mention, you can find it on iTunes now, you can find it in stores, and if you are lucky enough to be in the Maritimes, and I mean that because it's very pretty, you can also go to Needs and Lawton stores, they sell them there as well.
Yes.
And I believe the Chronicle Herald, is that it? If you're fast enough and order it through them, you get a signed copy. So
that's cool.
Yeah, lots of neat ways to get Jimmy Rankin's new album with a tour on the way as well.
Nice.
Actually, on the go. And
on
the
go,
way.
Yes.
On the way to you, unless you're in Halifax, in which case he's already left.
It's like Santa.
Sucks to be you.
And I just broke a bunch of Haligonians' hearts.
Jimmy has up and left.
He's left the building. So it's time for the roundtable, and we are going to look at a, would you say groundbreaking? I believe a lot of people have actually been referring to this as a first,
yeah,
as a groundbreaking
fascinating
moment.
Fascinating, groundbreaking, interesting, thought-provoking.
Yes. The Juno Awards just happened recently, which is, of course, Canada's, well, let's call the Grammys the American Junos. I like that
better. I like that better.
You know, on TMZ, they were talking about the Junos, and everyone's like, what the hell is a Juno?
The Canadian Music Award ceremony.
Exactly. And this particular category we're going to talk about, there were a lot of great winners, of course, a lot of great nominees, but this particular category has gone through a few changes in name, but it always means the same thing, which is Best New Artist. They now call it the Breakthrough Artist.
Breakthrough Group.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we are specifically going to look at the Breakthrough Group category and the winner this year, which is a little band known as A Tribe Called Red. Now, A Tribe Called Red has shaken things a little bit because they're an Aboriginal band, but they chose not to enter the Aboriginal category. And they won Breakthrough Group. They also won Electronic Artist of the Year. So they kind of, I think it was Electronic Artist or was it Electronic Group?
One of them.
They won a second award as well, and they've done very well. And it's interesting to look at them in comparison to the other nominees.
Yes, because the week before the Junos, I just wrote down a couple of predictions I had of who would win.
Mm-hmm.
And my prediction for this category, I don't know if I wrote it. I did write this one in the blog. My prediction was Autumn Hill.
Yep.
And we'll go over the reasons why, I guess, as
there's
we discussed.
There's a good reason, yeah.
But Autumn Hill was one that I thought, but again, that was just my opinion, right? So
yeah.
When I found out A Tribe Called Red had won, that's where the words thought-provoking, interesting,
yes,
and groundbreaking came in because, again, of some of the stats and things we've pulled about each artist in this group in this category.
Yeah.
So.
Now, the five nominees, Now, we kind of spoiled the ending, but if you've been looking online, it's already been spoiled for you. The five nominees are, of course, A Tribe Called Red, Autumn Hill, Country Act, Born Ruffians, who are an indie rock act, Courage My Love, who are a pop punk act, and July Talk, who are also indie rock. So those were the five nominees. Now, A Tribe Called Red won to much fanfare. And there are a few interesting facts about this. And we kind of want to look at what it takes to not only be nominated, but to win. Mm-hmm. Sort of analyze online, radio, and just sort of just our general feelings about how a new artist could go from, because I'm sure a year ago, A Tribe Called Red weren't thinking we're going to completely be the talking point of the Canadian Grammys. I don't know. Of the Junos. And suddenly a year later they're winning.
Yeah. And I think as a musician or a group or what have you, this is one of the first awards you'd almost expect to be nominated for. Yes, there are the album categories, but because we're also going to go over the past winners over the years, just to give you an idea who has received Breakthrough Artist and Breakthrough Group of the Year. But this is one of the awards we think as a group that, you know, you would probably want to, you know, to get sort of kick off, as a beginning, right?
It's something that sort of almost gives you a little bit of a guarantee that you'll have a future.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy, like, oh, they won Breakthrough, they must now go further Breakthrough.
Yeah, but something happening, right?
Yeah.
And like we said, from going through the list of past winners of Breakthrough Group of the Year, maybe, Rue, do you want to list off a few?
Last year was Monster Truck, and they were in a pretty heavy category with Hey Ocean, Pac AD, Walk Off the Earth, and Yukon Blonde, who all have done pretty well as well.
Yeah.
Before that was The Sheepdogs. They were up against people like Mother, Hey Rosetta, Braids. Said the Whale were up against Die Mannequin, Colorado, My Darkest Days. And even before them, we have The Arkells. We have Bedouin Soundclash, Alexis on Fire,
Alexis on Fire being, and Billy Talent. So these are all groups that have had significant success, obviously, before and after, and have had quite a bit of longevity.
And they're all rock bands.
Yeah,
all rock bands.
Yes,
and this year there were like a country group nominated.
Yeah, and EDM, sort of Aboriginal influenced EDM bands.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with online, just because I thought it was kind of fascinating. Also because, which Amber will get to, when you look at the radio information, it almost is a conflict against what's online.
Yeah. So, and when you say online, like, what is it you looked at for each artist?
I looked at, for everybody, I looked at their Facebook numbers, both how many followers they have, also how many people are currently talking about them. I figured after being nominated, they'll probably be a high point of conversation, so seeing the actual sort of interactions. I looked at how many Twitter followers they had. I did a Google blog search. If you go to google.com/blog search, type in the name of an artist or of anything, it will only search blogs, and it will show you whether people are writing about them. Now, obviously, the numbers are a bit varied, so if you get 1 million for something, it doesn't mean 1 million blogs were written about this, but it gives you an idea of how many people are writing about it.
Right.
Looked if they had a Wikipedia page, I looked if they had a website, all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Now, with A Tribe Called Red, I'll just start off with them, because they totally powered out everybody else.
Wow.
They have 39,500 plus Facebook followers, and at the time when I took the stats down, there were almost about 2,500 people talking about them, which is a lot. Twitter, 16,000 people. For Wikipedia, they have a Wikipedia page, and they've had over 1,200 searches for their page, so people locating them. They have a website. Interestingly, they've also been featured on Q, something which is more radio-based.
Which
Q is Yonge-Gameshi on CBC, which is a very prestigious place to be.
Yeah, it's not easy to get on that show.
No. They collect emails. That's another fact I looked for. So they actually do have a newsletter. On SoundCloud, they have over 22,000 people following them.
Wow.
So there's a lot of interest in Tribe Called Red. Now, that's online. If we look at Autumn Hill, the numbers change a little bit. Autumn Hill has about 2,700 plus, with 50 people talking about them.
On Facebook?
On Facebook.
Wow.
For Twitter, 5,800 followers. And you do a Google blog search. Oh, I forgot to mention this because this is an interesting comparison. Autumn Hill, if you do a Google blog search, there are 7,000 blogs. Tribe Called Red has almost 300,000. And that's higher than, that's about 10 times higher than anybody else. So it's crazy. Wow. 300,000 blogs. And that's where a lot of their power comes from, is the blog love of a Tribe Called Red. Autumn Hill also has a wiki, but only about 300 people have looked it up. They do not have a SoundCloud that I could find. And when I looked at Songkick, which is a place that looks at tour dates and sort of tracks them online for you, they only had about 11 dates listed. Now, they probably played more, but it just shows that there's not that much presence online. Born Ruffians actually beat out A Tribe Called Red for Facebook when it comes to followers. However, they have fewer people engaged. So only about 1,700 people actually were talking about them. Twitter, they also have about the same, 13,000, to A Tribe Called Red, 16,000. But when you do a Google blog search, they're at 50,000, which is...
More than Autumn Hill, but less than
Tribe Called.
Wow.
They also have been featured on Q. One of the big facts about Born Ruffians is their shows. They've played over 500 shows, according to Songkick. Tribe Called Red is at about 103 plus. So they've got a lot of shows under their belt. Courage My Love, about 2,000 people following them on Facebook, 16,000 on Twitter. They have a good Twitter presence. A Google blog search finds 10,000 blogs. They do have Wikipedia, and they play a lot of shows. So they actually are very active, but they're one of the lesser known of the bands. I think they have a big youth following, which is where a lot of their attention comes from. And July Talk, this one surprised me a lot. July Talk's getting a lot of buzz in Toronto, but I'm getting the feeling it's kind of stuck here. They have about 9,000 people on Facebook, 4,000 on Twitter, over 20,000 when it comes to their blogs. I thought there would be more. For shows, they have over 100. I'm not sure if they collect emails. I couldn't find that kind of fact. One interesting point is that they actually have more people searching for them on Wikipedia than Tribe Called Red. So a lot of people seem interested in July Talk, but they have much
less
engagement.
And I think I know the reason why that would be.
Why?
Not the reason, but part of it is that July Talk gets a lot of airplay.
Yes.
On Canadian commercial radio.
Which kind of looks into radio, actually. So comparing digital to radio, are there differences when it comes to these acts?
These acts? Yeah. Well, to give you an idea of the winner, Tribe Called Red, there is no recorded airplay for any Tribe Called Red song on Canadian commercial radio. Commercial radio.
Yeah.
So that tells you no chart numbers, no spins. I believe there was some stuff on satellite radio.
Mm-hmm.
CBC is another obvious, like Radio 3.
Mm-hmm.
Campus Radio, I believe they would have had a ton of support there. But that compared to the nominee in this category who had the most airplay being Autumn Hill. So Autumn Hill, over six songs, and I got these stats from MediaBase, over six songs have received 40,000 spins. They've gone top 10 on country radio, top 30 on hot AC radio, and top 50 on AC radio. So they have been one of the Canadian crossover country acts, so they've been able to dip into the pop world.
Yeah.
But that I find fascinating, them having the most spins. The next... artist down with the next amount of spins is July Talk.
Okay.
And they've received over 11,000 spins on radio over the span of 9 singles. Guns and Ammunition being the biggest song with 10,000 spins.
Mm-hmm.
That's also top 10. So, and that's the single that's playing now.
Yeah.
So that kind of gives you an idea of how well they're doing. And that's more current. That isn't so much 2013. And that's when they are looking at July Talk for the nominations, right?
Yeah.
So... Born Ruffians, over 5,700 spins between 18 songs on MediaBase.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's supposed to say Needle. I wrote Nettle. In 2013, their single Needle getting the most spins at alt rock radio. So over the 5,000 spins, that being the most popular, which makes sense because of them now being nominated or have been nominated. And lastly, Courage My Love, over 780 spins on Canadian radio over the span of 5 songs. The one getting the most spins, but still very minimal, is You Don't Know How. That's in 2013. But most of the spins that they have received, the 780, is from Much Music, Much Loud,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera.
They're very so much mostly, a video band.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's very fascinating to see which ones commercial radio is supporting, which ones are, you know, more video or mm-hmm. more fan-generated, and which the power of CBC and campus radio and even Q for A Tribe Called Red. So.
And in the past, the winners also had a lot of commercial radio as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, like the Sheepdogs, Monster Truck, those Billy Talent, Alexis on Fire.
Yeah.
So many of those are based on airplay that, not based, but you know what I mean? They had success with airplay before the fact, before the nomination. Now, you were reading though some nominees that were in those categories, like,
yeah.
for example, Said the Whale, who was with them, Die Mannequin.
Colorado, My Darkest Days.
See, those are all heavy airplay as well.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, The Stills won.
There was Beast, Cancer Bats, Crystal Castles, and Plants and Animals.
And the interesting being, Cancer Bats not having a ton of airplay.
Yeah.
That not that much.
But they were on the radio.
But
yeah.
And they have a ton of buzz. So there's really, like, what we're finding out from these stats is that there seems to be no exact formula.
No.
But it is showing the power of your presence online.
Yeah. This
and the buzz you create.
Yeah.
It's probably the first act that I can see through all the lists of winners in recent times.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously recent times, because there was no online before a certain point, where it seems to be entirely online.
And knowing that it's not dictated by airplay, because part of my motivation for picking Autumn Hill
yeah.
was knowing how much airplay they had received.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about A Tribe Called Red, though, is that they sort of created a new genre of music.
That's true.
Electronic Aboriginal music.
Yeah.
And it would be interesting to see if they had gone in a year against the Sheepdogs, which one would have prevailed.
Yeah.
The stronger online or the stronger radio.
Because my second choice too would have been, after Autumn Hill, would have been July Talk.
July Talk,
I would have
same,
picked
yeah.
that as well.
Yeah.
So but that's because we're more
familiar
with those
I
fans.
Know nothing about Tribe Called Red. I know nothing. But now knowing all of these things, and we did listen to a couple of tracks the other day. Not my cup of tea per se, but that doesn't mean anything. I get it. I totally get it.
And electronic music is definitely stepping up.
Yeah.
So electronic music over the last decade has just grown and grown and grown before, until now it's more respected. More
yeah.
people will talk about an artist who is a producer. So having producer rappers, essentially,
mm-hmm.
More and more producers, EDM band, it kind of makes sense that it's starting to step up over the other act. Going back through older acts, it takes a while before we get to new artist nominated who is country. So Autumn Hill is the first one in a while.
Really?
Yeah, because if you go back.
And if you notice through a lot of the categories, like the breakthrough artist,
mm-hmm.
and this is breakthrough group, but breakthrough artist, country artist won
country,
that
yeah.
one. There was
Brett
quite
quite
a bit of country acts were nominated in these categories, obviously outside of the country category,
yeah.
which I thought was fun. And they were performing on the show, which you don't see a lot of country happening on the Junos.
Because this year, Brett Kissel, Tim Hicks,
yeah.
Kira Isabella, the year before. When Megan Smith won, she's sort of folk, and you'll see actually a lot of folk when it comes to groups and artists who are nominated for Breakthrough or Best.
I mean, it sort of makes sense because you're almost more likely to be a country solo artist
yeah.
and
yeah.
a band. Like, I don't know any solo rock people that have won.
Yeah, but like Alanis did a while back. Like in the early days, you saw that kind of
yeah.
thing, but not as much recently.
Neil Young.
It's mostly Neil Young. Yeah, it's interesting. And I do highly recommend, if you're into Canadian music just for fun, go to Wikipedia and look for Juno Award for Breakthrough Artist of the Year, Juno Award for Breakthrough Group of the Year. It's kind of neat to go back to find facts like Rita McNeil beats Celine Dion for
yeah.
Breakthrough Artist of the Year, to see Nash the Slash, who was obscure but one of my favorites, was nominated. He lost to Zappa Costa. Like, we're going way, way back for this. But it's interesting to see who was nominated, who won. Dan Hill won in 76.
Woo! Dan!
Yeah. Dan Hill. Burton Cummings won in 77
Damn
for
right
most
did.
Promising male vocalist of the year.
Huh.
When did the Guess Who form?
Nice.
Interesting.
Good job, Burton.
Facts. about Canadian music.
Well, I think it's interesting that we took the time to sit down and talk about this, and that if you are an independent musician listening to this, it gives you an idea of, you know, of you, or helps you with your expectations of if you're wanting to be nominated in these kind of categories of what is basically expected of you.
Yeah.
And it's not, like I said, like, it's not just airplay. It's not just...
And congratulations to A Tribe Called Red for beating the mold.
They broke the mold.
Exactly. So I think that I'm happy that we went over this.
We should do a prediction for next year on the show.
Oh, we will.
We'll have an episode. When we see the nominees. Prediction episode,
Cool. So do we have any final thoughts?
I've said what I needed to say, Ruth.
Whoa. India, are you as aggressive about this?
Screw off.
Oh, there we go. Yay. And I guess that's it. Let's go to the closing bit.
Let's hear what Dale has to say.
Perfect.
Every contest winner gets a lip gloss.
And thank you. Take care. Thank you for listening to Radio Dale. You can find out more about Dale Speaking at www.dalespeaking.com.
We're also on Twitter at Dale_speaking.
We're also on Facebook. Just look under Dale Speaking.
And email us at radiodale@dalespeaking.com.